The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of earth, all nations of earth to dwell together, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Ladies and gentlemen, aren't you glad he's a risen Savior? Amen. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. Amen. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. Amen. Keep looking up, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for our blessed hope in the return of our Lord. We're glad that he's a living Savior, alive forevermore and Lord of heaven and earth. I trust that he will be the Lord of every life assembled in this congregation today. For those who visit with us, those who are special guests, we pray for our precious widows. We pray for our widowers. We pray for those that are hurting. All of those that need a touch of your mercy and love. Bring it to them today, and bring salvation to those that are lost. Bless the music. Bless our pastor as he preaches. Give him wisdom and guidance and counsel and direction, the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And may souls come to know Christ. In his name I pray, and with thanksgiving. Amen.